lockdown, the great necessity is the mother of invention. The necessity there is a negative aspect. Want, feeling the want. To feel want of a want for a thing, that means to get it in some way or other. To feel want for a particular thing. We get some connection, otherwise why the feeling of want will come, want of what? That inner preparation to welcome that thing, hardnessness, dedicating tendency, to offer one's own self for the utility of the others, the preparedness of offering one's own self, whole self, for the whimsical satisfaction, whimsical satisfaction of the other party. That is prem, love. Love means sacrifice for the object whom we love. To live in love, that is, to live in death, life in death. The death of selfishness and the life of our satisfaction, a noble satisfaction. I am mean, I am base. I must not be self-seeker. The seeker of a small, mean thing. But I shall try to be utilized for higher life, higher center, more utilization of my own self. That should be our aim of life. Die to live, Hegel told. But Mahaprabhu told, the physical death is nothing. He told to Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana deho tyage Krishna jodi paiye, ei khone koti deho charite paiye. By giving up this physical body, we can attain Krishna. Then, in a moment, I like to die crores of times. But it is nothing. This, to leave this physical body, to give up the physical body to attain Krishna consciousness, is nothing. Crores of times I am ready to die, crores of times in a moment. If I can get Krishna by simply by giving up this body, welcoming this physical death. No, physical death cannot take Krishna to us. Threatening of suicide does not attract Krishna at all. This is tamo dharma, the sheer ignorance. A conscious the separation from our own ego. Ego should be dissolved within. So Sravan Kirtan, the process of realization that has been recommended through the scriptures, that must be followed, that course. No other means to get him. Physical death is nothing. This is sheer ignorance, to give up this body. This is tamo dharma. from the material consideration to give up this physical body may be admired very much. But that is not material thing. So, to welcome material death, that has got nothing to contribute with Krishna consciousness. The life within, we shall have to live for the call and the gradual process to Sravan Kirtan. The regular internal life should be improved by Sravan Kirtan, to hear and to reproduce in this way, by taking jet demand, attracting air from the front side and pushing that air in the back side. In swimming process, we can go to receive and to preach, reproduce. To receive and to reproduce. Sravan and Kirtan, main thing. Business, current business, means to get some articles and to pass in the market there. That transaction may make us rich. To purchase from a party and to dispose of to another party. To serve on, to receive a higher source, capitalist, and to give our preach, to give our try, to give up to others, and to be, make progress in the current of thought. Savara Kitta, no other alternative. He was a Gomati Jiva. No rule and rough process of a rowdyism. It is a desire and you have desire. Desire sincerely, sincerely desire and you will have. There may not be any jugglery in that desire. It must be pure. Lula matra mudra mikala. Only price for the thing, a genuine desire. Necessity, the feeling of necessity, that is the rarely found, sincere necessity, and you will have. There is a fair dealing, it is all very fair dealing, desire it, don't misuse. Don't try to misuse. So sincere desire, and you will have a very simple and fair dealing. To have a fine, pure desire, that is the difficulty. Exclusive desire. Fair and easy, sahaja, very easy desire, but that that a point of that pure desire is very rare in the market. Desire of giving up to the Supreme Authority, Supreme Court. To work in the hands of the superior. Mind and heart should be purified. Chitta Shuddhi, purification of our heart within. And the real purification also cannot be affected by his connection, his Swarup Shakti. But we must cooperate. We must be a party. We must write a bond. Then he will be able to work in me. Free choice, free consent, yes, sincere. And he will come to work on my behalf, the Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti will come to work on me. And he will purify my heart and make it proper to be realized in the higher. Yoga Maya, the incurring current, In means center carrying current. Krishna. The seat of the highest culture a human can reach, a man, a jiva soul can reach, to what extent, so high, resent that has been given out here by Mahaprabhu in Nadiha. We are today, the atmosphere surcharged with that information and help. Understand what is the highest reach of our culture. For all the jiva, soul, for everything. The connection with the highest point of life, highest aim of life. We have to understand and we have to make that our own and to give that standpoint to the world. Then we will be real servant, a real utility to all in the world. The zenith of our prospect is this, how we are to understand and to explain how this is the zenith, what Mahaprabhu. So this is the highest prospect of life that was given out here by Sri Chaitanya Deva. And his intensity of his dedication to the cause, that is also clear. In ordinary way, a scholar like him, the brightest scholar, and he dived so deep, and from there he brought the gems for us in samadhi. Ignoring this phenomenal world, he dived so deep, sometimes his body became like a tortoise, sometimes a long dead man's body. And hardness for the thing so much intense that he's rubbing his mouth, his face on the wall for want of that thing. So many physical symptoms of diving deep into the matter, extraordinary. And what he has taken out from that depth, that surpassing the plane of knowledge, the land of love, and how sweet, and what is the nature in the beginning, and the depth of the love, how much of what position taken out, and again. And that is everyone's own deepest necessity. So Vasudev Datta says, if Gauranga did not come with this a valuable substance, which is the very wealth of our own inner self, how could we live? How could we live? It is impossible to live without such valuable asset. It is impossible to live without this valuable asset of our own. I am so rich inside, so rich inside, and it was quite unknown to me. And the Gauranga has come and taken out that if the most valuable thing is within you, you have discovered. And without that, it is impossible to live for anyone. He has given me my own noblest self. You are so noble, so big, so valuable within you. He has discovered for me Without that, impossible to live. Now we have, once we have come in consciousness with that, and the feeling coming from within, that without such thing, how could we live? So much valuable thing within us, He has given it to us back. In our most valuable thing, we have got within, and the Gauranga has come to discover for us that you are so noble, you are not so many a quarter of death, helplessly wandering in this desert, the land of death, every moment devouring you, but you are so precious and valuable in your heart. How big, how noble you are, human, any jiva soul, how rich you are. Your heart is a throne for Krishna. Living heart you have got. Vasudeva hiya pasadimishiya goreche konva vidhi. Stonified I am, unconscious of my internal richness and nobility. A stonified life I am living, and the nectar within me, pasadimishiya goreche. Where is that creator who has made me like a stone figure, statue, and in my heart there is so high glass of nectar, outwardly I am like a piece of stone. And what valuable things within me, that Krishna may be attracted. All attractors may be attracted. That thing who can attract the all attractor as point of that thing is within me. We wanted to bear all the cost of foreign prison one time, but that time he wanted that his Vaishnava Dharma should be preached to the West, and the founder of Madhubad, what is his name, my father. Madhubad is still there? Madhubad? A press, a garden, where everyone goes for pleasure walking, and many cows are kept there. The name is Madhava, the founder, I don't know, what is his name?
Probably Dharamdas, he was from Bhatia community.
Dharamdas was his grandson, perhaps. And their home was on the hill. That what is the hill?
Malabar Hill.
Huh?
Malabar Hill.
Malabar Hill. Malabar Hill. There was their home. Dharamdas, a very good man. Once one Bengali officer, Esad Das, he made an unfavorable criticism on Bhagavatam. Then that Dharam Das informed our Guru Maharaj that he was a Bengali gentleman and that must be protested vehemently. And that was done. Three articles were sent in the paper, Bombay Chronicle, that's Hindustan Times, in Delhi. That gentleman mentioned that in Bhagavatam, and very nasty things are mentioned, awkward things. Guru Maharaj his line of argument was this, that those things are mentioned only to cure ourselves from that disease. That is rogam ashuva bhinoti ashizu nati. We are all part of that disease. So, when our private part is in disease, then for the treatment to expose that thing and to handle it, it is necessary to help us. So, if Bhagavatam. But it is mentioned to cure ourselves from that suffering. It should be taken in the, at least in that sense, that attitude. It is mentioned to cure us from the disease. Ridrugam, kamam, ridrugam. Calm, the lust, our thirst for material things, men, women. This is heart disease. It is called heart disease in Bhagavatam. Kama. The lust. Lust is the heart disease. So, to be cured from that heart disease, it is necessary to deal with that thing in such a way. Otherwise, no relief. Krishna Karmatman. Everything from the standpoint of Krishna to be seen, then we are present. Yajna sat karma nanmatsa dhoko yam karma. We have entangled many things here in this, but we have to get relief of that charge, only we have to connect it with Krishna. To connect with Krishna, the center, the organizer, the principle representing the whole of them, organic law, is separate interest, suffering. We are suffering from separate interest. So divided into many parts, so it is troublesome. But nothing is nasty when it is sin from the standpoint of center. Everything is all right. Everything is good. If it is considered from the interest of the center, everything is all right. Not only all right, but it is very happy. What is sin? Through our self-interest, that is awkward. But if that very thing is seen from the central standpoint, it is beautiful. We have to understand that. Oh. It is, it belongs to Krishna. It is his jurisdiction. If we become trespasser, it is awkward and we are punished. We suffer. Vikri ritam vajabodhru viritam ca Vishnu svadhanito nusraniyat atavarnaya bhaktim parang bhagavati vipatirabha kamam hridrogam ashu apahinoti achirena dhira. To get out finally from that disease, heart disease, that very thing is necessary. That is to sin to the standpoint of Krishna's enjoyment. Then the harmony is there. It is all curing process. Wholesale cure. We are suffering from the anomaly, misadjustment, misreading, misunderstanding. And that will be wholesale cured if we can come to adjust with those things with Krishna conception. Krishna consciousness can cure us from any and every disease as the action we are suffering from. It is so nectarizing, sustaining. It is sustainer, highest kind of sustainer. Krishna consciousness, like Amritam Sudha, pure from all disease we are suffering from. Action, reaction in the mental. We will feel that we will be merged in the ocean of happiness. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. You are increasing ocean of happiness, ecstasy. If we can feel, understand that it is the Leela of Krishna, so fine, so nice, so dignified, so sweet, home, sweet, sweet home. Our home is in that harmonious plane. Sarva sukhamaya disha. Who is able to take stand in that plane, every news carrying happiness to him, joy to him. From all directions, weeds are coming, carrying joy to him. Sarva sukhamaya disha. All the directions are carrying the news of happiness. To him whose position is in harmony, that is Krishna consciousness. Everything meant for his enjoyment, we are also. Everything meant for his enjoyment, and we are also meant for his enjoyment. Such a degree of self-abnegation and dedication to Krishna. That is what is necessary. Mahaprabhu told that for the extreme. And this body interest, Mahaprabhu says, if deho trage Krishna jodi pariye, ek khane koti deho chari te pariye, die to live. What sort of death? If by giving up the body we can get Krishna, then within a moment I am ready to die crores of times. But it is beyond that. By sacrificing our body, we think if we sacrifice our body for a particular purpose, we do a great thing. But Mahaprabhu says, the crores of deaths, the body sacrifice crores of times cannot take us to Krishna. Always the Shastri call us, Savan Kirtan, Vaishnava Seva, all these things. The body is nothing, it's a negative asset. The body is a cage of flesh and blood. This is nothing. Any sacrifice in this plane is no consideration. But it is the approach from the soul to super soul, not in this plane of the body. Sanatana Dehottage Krishna Jadi Paye Eikhane Koti Deho Charite Paye. I am ready to die crores of times in a moment, if by that I could get Krishna concepts. But no. Or die to these, what sort of death? For proper living? Wholesale death of our present position. What are we? This is a camouflage, a black marketing. Our present life is a black marketing. Abnormal. What is really belongs to Krishna, we want to make it our own thing, because everything is mine. I want to spread my kingdom. Elevationist. I am monarch of all I serve. We are initiated into that sort of concession. We want to be monarch of all we serve. That is it. Great disease. Or if I cannot be monarch, then I do not want to maintain my life. That is called suicide, as according to Buddhists and Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya and Buddhists, renunciationist, salvationist. If we cannot reign here, then rather we shall do away with our very existence. We don't want to remain again awake in this world. But the Vaishnava, the real aspect of life is there. And that is in dedication. Then we can find a world of nectar in this world. Only trouble with me, disease with me, I see something as other. So the biological change, complete change should come in our perspective. We are sacrificing and not enjoying member in this world, but just the opposite. A dedicating unit in this world, our proper self. We have to find out that a dedicating part in the whole, then we can live. We have to die this life of enjoyment, exploitation, and we find out our inner self in the plane of dedication. The soul is a dedicating unit in the organic whole, and the whole represented by Krishna, the Dilamaya. We can find out the inner beauty of the whole existence, the proper utility. Everything in Vrindavan, as in Vrindavan, and the Krishna there, like a child, like a friend, like a loving consort. so near, so near, sucking the breast of Yashoda, Abhujasya Astanam Hari, and crawling in the compound of Nanda Maharaj, carrying his shoes on his head, carrying the shoe of Nanda on his head, the Absolute Supreme. So, Absolute is come within the feast of the Vrindavan in residence. Nanda Kimakarut Brahman, Sriya Iva Mahudayam, Yashodava Mahabhaga, Apujasya Astanam Hari. And the weeping Krishna, Yashoda, and the Absolute Krishna is weeping. Yashoda weeping, Krishna weeping. Hare Krishna. It is possible the Absolute may come in the feast of the devotee, so intense. It is possible, it is reality. Bhagavatam has given that. Srimad Bhagavatam, the very highest meaning, the real meaning of the whole Veda Upanishad is Bhagavatam, the very gist substance of the Bhagavatam. Arthuryam Brahma Sutrana, Bharatartha Vinirna, Gayati Bhashyarupusu Vedartha Parivinna. The gist of all the Vedic scriptures is Bhagavatam. And he says that the Absolute is in our fist. The object of our prayer. It is possible through love. And love can be attained through dedication and sadhu sangha. We can acquire that highest equal value. And what is Navadvip Dham? The distributor to one and all, even the worst fallen, that wealth of Vrindavan. Radha, Govinda combined came here and wanted to loot, we looted their own, that inner wealth by the ordinary people. Purchase a ticket here and automatically you will find you are in Vrindavan. Gauranga is such. Nityananda. Try to have an admission card here, very cheaply distributed from door to door. You want to go to Vrindavan and list your name here. Very cheaply it is done. Automatically you will find you are in Vrindavan. Take the name of Krishna in a proper way. Take the name of Gauranga. Try to understand his characteristic. How pushing the distributed here Krishna consciousness. That is everything. Everything such very and accept Krishna consciousness. Day, night, always Krishna, Krishna. Try to connect yourself with Krishna consciousness. While walking, eating, sleeping, whatever doing, think about Krishna.